My hair was braided. Black collar around my neck. Black silk dress. Thin spaghetti straps. Plunging neckline. High heel shoes. As I knelt in the back of the limousine, the sterling silver chain. Clasped to your wrist, attached to my collar. You gave the driver the address. Your fingers played with my nipples, rolling them between your fingers, twisting the silk fabric between my nipples. Car stopped. The driver opened the door. You got out, pulling me behind you. My nipples hard. I could feel my pussy juice dripping down my leg as I walked. You knocked on the wooden door, handed the man a card. He opened the door further and let us in. The hostess greeted you, kissing you on your cheeks, embracing you. She led us to a table. Near the front of the stage. You sat in the leather chair. Oh. I stood beside you. A drink was placed in front of you. Each swallow, I watched you, my master. Oh, the lights on the stage came up. Hostess said, "It's slave auction night. The highest bidder gets the slave for the evening." I watched as you slid your hand into your pants pocket and took out your pocket knife. Oh. The blade cold against my skin as you slipped the straps from my dress and the silk fell to the floor. You asked the crowd, "What will you give for this slave?" And the bidding began. $100, $200, $500, $700, $1,000. Voice in the back yelled out, "2,000. I'll give you 2,000 for your slave." The man walked up. His slave in tow. You told him, "Yes, you may have my slave for 2,000. What will you do with her?" The man said, "I'm gonna fuck her." He laughed and said, I fuck her all the time. That's nothing special. For $2,000, you're just gonna fuck her. The man snapped his fingers. His slave bent down. Her hands quickly unbuckled his belt, unzipped his pants, and dropped them to the floor. And I saw his cock as she held it in her hands, unable to get her hands around the base of his cock, so wide, so long. Said, yes, I'm gonna fuck her with my cock. She's never been fucked with a cock this big. His slave pulled up his pants as he came to the stage. His rough hands touched my body. Calloused hands. Oh, on my shoulders. Squeezing my breasts so tight. Nipples, twisting them so hard. He looks in my eyes and tells me, I'm gonna fuck you. I'm going to fuck you. He snaps his fingers. His slave unbuckles his belt, unzips his pants, pulls them off of his body. He tells his slave, get her ready. She turned to me. Black skin gleaming in sweat. Huge breasts. Shaved black pussy. I could see her cunt juice. She told me to lay down on the ground, on my back, on the stage. I turned and looked at you as you sat in a leather chair on the stage and unzipped your pants and pulled out your cock and started rubbing on my back. The black woman, the black slave, between my legs, bent down, licked her lips, said, I'm gonna get you wet. Her master standing over her, his cock so hard, so long, dripping with pre-cum on the end. Oh! I watched between my legs as her tongue came out of her mouth onto my clit, circling around and around my clit. Oh! Oh, it felt so good! Her long fingers pushing into my cunt. Oh! Oh! Oh, it felt so good! So deep inside of me, her fingers deep inside of me. Oh, it felt so good. She took her mouth off of my clit. Her tits on top of mine. Her cunt, black and wet, humping against my cunt. And she kissed me. I could taste it. I tasted my cunt on her lips. And she humped me. She humped my cunt with her black juicy cunt, her tits squishing against mine. Oh, I need to come, please, I whispered in her ear. Please let me come. Her master snapped his fingers. She stopped. I was so close. She stood up. Her cunt dripping onto mine. He told her, go tend to him while I fuck her now. She crawled to you on her hands and knees as you sat in the chair, jerking your cock, so close to coming, watching that black slave hump my cunt, kiss me. Her master grabbed my hips, pulled them forward, lifting me up off of the stage. Wrapping my legs around his waist, his cock. So long, the head of it so wide. He took one hand from the base of his cock, started squeezing. And the juice came out, landing on my cunt. Head of his cock into my cunt, grunting, stretching me wide. Oh, the head of his cock, barely able to fit in my cunt. He starts jerking his cock with his hand, pushing it further into my cunt, screaming, "It hurts! Oh, it hurts!" Head of it goes all the way in. And he grabs me, his calloused hands on my hips, my waist, pulling me up to his cock. And he starts fucking down into me. His cock moving inch by inch into me. And his slave starts sucking your cock. He's fucking me so hard. The crowd starts clapping and cheering. Fuck her hard. Oh, and he starts to squirt his hot cum inside of me. But you don't hear me. She sucks you. You come in her mouth. His cock is so long in my cunt, so wide. He pulls it out. Slave, suck my cock, taste my cum. He grabs my collar, pulling me to my knees. Oh, stretching my mouth so wide, forces the head of his cock